as I'm in a relationship, I'm not going to stop nobody from being them, from doing what they want to do. Like, if your ex called you, if a nigga called you at 2 a.m. and you answered it, why the f*** am I going to get mad? Yo, you picked up that nigga phone call and you can't stop a hoe from being a hoe. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. I'm not going to be out here trying to save, trying to tell you, oh, you can't do this. When in her mind, like, this is what she want to do. So, like, it's going to happen regardless.
Yeah, always let a woman be herself. So if that's a scandalous tramp, so be it. Because even if you try to, you know, put rules on her and stuff, eventually the true her going to come back out at a later date. So best to just let her loose.
If you have a daughter, it's a beautiful thing. Try your best to keep her away from the hole she like came out of.
Is that a PSA? It sounds like a PSA.
You need to get your daughter and raise her yourself. If not, she gonna belong to the gang like her mama.
Well, why did you have a baby with a chick who was that trifling? The whole point is to pick a woman that you would want your daughter to be like. Now, granted, sometimes you don't know, but usually if you using your gift of discernment, you could tell if the woman is trash. And the chances of you getting custody of your daughter so you could raise her yourself is slim to none. So I wouldn't bank on that, fellas. If you're going to have kids, pick better, please.
Ain't that many mamas to be proud of no more. We just can't say it no more. These new mamas ain't worth it. New mamas twerking on Instagram and getting kicked out of restaurants.
The badder the chick, the badder she is for a long-term relationship of any kind of real consequence. Because you got to understand that girls that are tens and nines, whatever it is, they tend to be community property. I'm going to say it, okay?
Thinking about the time my ex demanded I see a therapist and then the therapist told me to dump her. Ooh, I mean, yeah. She wasn't banking on that, was she? I mean, the irony. She was probably nuts telling you to go get therapy. But she was fine, I'm sure. Did she tell herself to go get some therapy?
I think that's the reality that a lot of women are not ready for. But a lot of women preach, like, my man has to pay for everything. My man has to go to therapy. He has to be healed and absolutely perfect. And they're so focused on finding a man that's perfect that they're not working on themselves to, like, grow and heal. And so when the man goes to therapy...
Don't get with a woman who needs to grow and heal. See, this is why back in the day, the norm was guys getting with virgins. They didn't have to deal with a woman growing and healing. You setting yourself up for a loss when you're dealing with a woman like that who needs to heal and grow. This is why women should get settled down at 18 to 21. Because nothing but damage is coming if she go out and do her own thing in the world. She's just ruining her chances of ever having a healthy relationship.
Therapy and starts like getting their shit together. And the girl he's with is still like down here because she thinks her shit is ice cream, which it's not. Very entitled behavior, by the way. She thinks her shit is ice cream. And the man talks to his therapist. And the therapist is like, your girl's toxic as if you want to grow and elevate, you got to get rid of her because she's the baggage that's weighing you down.
I think she an ex-OF girl or probably a current OF girl. I've seen her on something else. This isn't the type of woman you need to be taking life advice from. I'm just saying.
Women don't like it when the roles are reversed, do we? You don't like it, do you? So basically, I say we don't tell our men to go to therapy. Because I don't like that.
How I dated 49,000 women in New York City at the same time.
Step one, I reverse engineered all the major dating apps and stored 49,000 profiles in a database. I then wrote a program to swipe right on all of them and got around 5,000 matches. And to speak to all 5,000 women, I built an artificial intelligence based on the personalities of Patrick Bateman from American Psycho and James Bond.
You're not my type.
Smart.
Single.
The artificial intelligence used movie quotes to speak on my behalf. For example,
do you like to accompany me?
Sure.
Where do you want to go? Anywhere you want. Just say it. I can get us in anywhere.
In the end, I got around 500 numbers, and some of the girls really like the AI.
This is genius and sad at the same time. Like, how pathetic are these women that this worked on them? Women are always talking about men manipulating. Are men manipulating you, or are you just really dumb?
Let's really talk about it. The video I made about the girl saying that she got flowers and you should date women, I don't know how men deal with women. Just casual conversations with most women are exhausting. I said it before, I will never be a mentor. I will never do anything dealing with grown women. I would love to go speak to middle school girls because they still got a fighting chance. But these grown women, absolutely not. Conversations with them will make your head burst open.
Facts. And look, I talk about this all the time. Women are unbearable to talk to and be around. But then when I tell people that, they think I'm just some evil man. But it's not even about just dating them. Just even talking to them, period. You lose brain cells. It's just a very annoying experience. And I'd rather just go home and jerk off than have to talk to a woman. I don't know how dudes sit on the phone for hours just to try to get laid. I couldn't do it. It definitely ain't worth it.
I mean, it's so ridiculous. The contradictions and stuff that make absolutely no sense. They will sit up and tell you all of these horror stories. And as simple as you coming back and asking them, is that your boyfriend? No, it's not my boyfriend. But ain't no but. It ain't your man. Why are we talking about this? Then they continue to keep telling you all of this stuff. All of this stuff. Okay, well, are you ready to leave him? Well, no, I can't leave him because... You can't leave him because what? Girl, miss me with it. I can't do it.